This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome to USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. A man called war. In the world famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. Lots to tell you about. Republicans have added 600,000 more donors, $10 million just during the impeachment. The Republican National Committee Deputy Chief of Staff Mike Reed told Axios that more than 600,000 new voters have been added since impeachment began. In the past week, the Trump campaign and the RNC took in a combined $10 million in small donor donations as the House Judiciary passed two articles of impeachment. In the 3 days after Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the initial impeachment inquiry, about $15 million was raised for the GOP and for Trump and for the RNC. In the 24 hours since news of Nancy Pelosi's impeachment announcement, Trump's campaign and the GOP have blown out fundraising, $5 million, donors in all 50 states, huge groundswell of support leading to a Trump landslide in 2020, says Brad Parscale, his campaign manager. So good things are happening. The Center for Responsive Politics Open Secrets website in mid-October noted the RNC and Trump's campaign have raised a record-breaking $334 million to advance GOP campaigns nationwide. Meanwhile, the DNC has lagged far behind with $8.6 million cash on hand. Whew. How are they going to win any elections in 2020 if they have no money? And the answer is they're not. The RNC entered September with $53 million on hand and ended the month with $59.2 million in the bank. More than twice as much money as it had at the beginning of the year, and more than $19.4 million it had at this point in 2015, while Trump was just running. And the Democrats are negative. Their DNC is negative. And I started to mention this in hour number one. Michael Moore, the actor and producer of movies and documentaries, Michael Moore called us all useful idiots, but he said if the election were held today, Trump would win. It was the first episode of Michael Moore's new podcast, Rumble. let's see where he says the exact words. I want to get the quote itself so we can know what the context was. I can't find it. I see everything. I see him talking about a lot of different things. I just want to find where he talks about actual. Oh, here, the 2020 election. This is going to be the biggest mess. We're not even prepared for what we're going to see. I think if the election were held today, Trump would win. Not in the popular vote. Whoever the Democrat nominee is going to win by 4 or 5 million votes, the gap will be even larger. The popular vote is going to be huge, but Trump has not lost his base. They've gotten bigger and angrier and whiter and madder. He's a little bit wrong on that. Even though he says Trump would win today, he's wrong that the base is whiter. If anything, the base is blacker and more Latino. People from all walks of life, all colors, all races are starting to embrace Donald Trump. You're wrong. And you're also wrong thinking it's going to be even bigger than Hillary won popular vote. So Michael Moore is not right. I agree with him that Trump would win. I agree it would be an electoral landslide. And the electoral votes, you know, Trump wins by will be better and larger than the popular vote. But I think he's going to be okay in the popular vote, too. You guys just pile up popular votes because you cheat. The cheating is off the wall, man. It's unbelievable. Look what they did in Orange County. Come on. Every guy wins. Every Republican wins an election night. And then 3 weeks later, they go, we found 500,000 absentee ballots. He lost. You just liars and frauds. And we're idiots for allowing it. Trump makes a big prediction for 2020. Trump took to Twitter this morning to make a big prediction that Nancy Pelosi will lose Congress in 2020. This is his tweet. Pelosi gives us the most unfair trial in the history of U.S., and now she's crying for fairness in the Senate and breaking all the rules while doing so. She lost Congress once. She will do it again. And I tend to agree with him, although I'm not there to see each and every candidate and not know how good our candidates are. Yesterday, Trump reminded people how the dossier came about was used to spy on his campaign. He tweeted out, "The Democrats and crooked Hillary paid for and provided a fake dossier with phony information gotten from foreign sources, pushed it to the corrupt media and dirty cops, and now they've been caught. They spied on my campaign, tried to cover it up, just like Watergate, but much bigger." In any case, lots of good things happening for Trump, lots of money coming in. By the way, Trump holds in a whopping $20.6 million in November. In November. So just the numbers are very huge. Here's what you really need to know. Let's see. We've got like, what, 4.5 minutes left in this segment, Chris? 6 minutes. Okay. All right. 6 minutes left in this segment. So Trump has quietly appointed 25% of all the circuit court judges as smug liberals celebrate merry impeachments. So, merry impeachments, that's their new thing, merry impeachments. They're so stupid. Here's what Trump is doing. If you're a conservative, you're a Republican, you don't like Trump, you're never Trumper, you really are an idiot. You've had a lobotomy. You're a complete frickin' moron. And I don't want to say frickin', because this is so stupid, there's another word I have in mind. Can you guess? You can't be this dumb. Trump has appointed 2 to the Supreme Court. He's going to get 3, you know, because he's going to be reelected, and we know they can't last forever. That's all I'll say. How many years can you hang out when you're sick and you're old and you don't have it anymore? So Trump's going to get 3 or 4 Supreme Court nominees, Supreme Court justices, and then he's redoing all the federal judges and he's redoing all the circuit court judges. Trump has quietly appointed 25% of the circuit court judges in the United States of America. Democrats don't even know what's happening around them. 1 of every 4 circuit court judges now a Trump appointee. Trump is filling the liberal Ninth Circuit with conservatives. The court's changing ideological makeup could wind up giving states like California less legal elbow room to challenge Trump's policy. See, they used to just say, hey, whatever we want to do, we could do it because the president will sue us and will win in the Ninth Court. Well, not anymore. And I believe he's up to about 200 overall federal judges. This guy is setting records for judges. He's turning the whole United States judiciary into a conservative judiciary. Trump is winning, winning, winning. That's what he said when he ran. We're going to win so much, you're going to get bored of winning. Well, no one's bored of winning, and he's saying it as a joke even then, because you're never bored of winning. Winning's good. Anyone who's ever supported a winning team like the San Francisco 49ers, as an example, they won, and they won. And they won, and they won some more, and then people got complacent, and all of a sudden they never won again. And you suddenly longed for those days of winning. Couldn't stand how bad they were. And you never took it for granted again. Same with me and the Dallas Cowboys. Remember the days of Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith, the triplets? And then all of a sudden, who thought it would just come to an end? Boom, they've never won again. That was like the early 90s. So I think the last Super Bowl win by the Cowboys was like 95 or 96. 3 in 4 years. And they never won anything again. Forget about a Super Bowl. They never got to the playoffs barely in the last 95, 2005, 2015. So it's been like 25 years they made the playoffs like 3 times. And they lose in the first or second round every time. But yet they won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls. It never repeated itself, man. You're going to get so... Anybody's a never-Trumper and you're a Republican... Wait until the next Democrat gets in and maybe never another Republican. Or maybe one more Republican gets in and you'll see how little they accomplish. How few judges they add. We'll never win big again after Trump is probably what's the truth. Just like never again after Montana. Never again after Troy Aikman. You know, the perfect time meets the perfect person. And then it's never the same again. Well, the perfect time met Donald Trump. And it may never be the same again. It's certainly not for talk radio. But Trump has done just such a great job with judges. Such a great job. The liberals don't even know what hit them. Merry impeachments. You haven't accomplished a damn thing. You've turned off the American people. In swing states, you're dead. With independent voters, you're dead. You committed political suicide. And meanwhile, Trump is merrily laughing in your face and giving you the middle finger. And he's appointing judges and judges and judges by the dozen, turning the whole American judiciary system into conservative. Boy, do you guys have a problem. And Republican Representative Van Drew, Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, changed parties. And he wanted to explain what's going on. He says impeachment is the final point of the Democratic Party. The push to impeach Trump was the final point for him leaving the party. I feel good. I feel strong about it. I look forward to working with my new colleagues, continue to work with other colleagues. I do believe in bipartisanship, but I believe there are certain basic tenets of the U.S. of America that are so important. He shared he was told by somebody he represents he was voting for impeachment, where he could not run for re-election unless he changed his position on thinking the case for impeachment was weak and a waste of time and money. That was the final point. There were all these other issues, and I could tell you what some of the other issues were, where I behaved differently, but I kind of went along. So he became a Republican. I don't know if I trust somebody like that, but he became a Republican. I'll take it. And now we jump to Hunter Biden, accused of a $156 million Ukrainian money laundering scheme in a court filing. We'll check that out when we get back. And, of course, his girlfriend, the stripper, can't make this stuff up, is on the warpath. Hunter Biden's stripper girlfriend, who he got pregnant, who had a baby, and he denied it was his, and then they had a paternity test, and guess what? It's his. And so she's coming after him with everything she has, his baby mama. Her name's London Roberts. She releases her tax returns, accuses Hunter of refusing to come clean about his Burisma money. Can you imagine if the entire Democrat Party is destroyed by a hooker? A stripper. I shouldn't call her a hooker. I'm sorry. She's not a hooker. She's a stripper. I have no idea what else she was. She takes off her money, her clothes for money. Doesn't make her a hooker. Makes her a stripper. Poor Hunter Biden bringing down daddy and the whole DNC. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, you can get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow. But the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and you get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get you a MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of malnutrition. problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. America's Found.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. See, it doesn't matter that it's ended. This is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. They are not insurance. That means you could sign up any time of year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts, starting as low as $199 per month. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year. $18,000. Not pennies, not quarters, not nickels. Dollars. Each year, compared to what I was paying for health insurance, Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you are guaranteed to be treated like royalty. Which they did for me, by the way. They paid my $27,000 hospital bill. Not part of it, the whole thing. Amazing. Amazing. All right, so I was telling you about Hunter Biden when we went to the break. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is accused of a $156 million Ukrainian money laundering scheme. A new filing in an Arkansas lawsuit against Hunter Biden claims the former VP's son, as in Vice President Biden's son, is the subject of more than one criminal investigation involving fraud, money laundering, and a counterfeiting scheme. filed by private investigator Dominic Casey of DNA Investigations on behalf of the stripper girlfriend, London Alex Roberts, with whom Hunter fathered a child. Monday's notice of fraud and counterfeiting and production of evidence alleges that Hunter Biden and associates Devin Archer and John Kerry, stepson Christopher Hines, engaged in a money laundering scheme which accumulated over $156 million between March 2014 and December 15. I don't know where this is going. I'm thinking this is probably the article I want to write about their banking scheme inside the United States. I don't even think this is about Burisma. I know they did this kind of a banking scheme where the government gave them like $150 million and they couldn't lose. I wonder if that's what this is about, unless this is another one in the Ukraine. According to the document, Biden, Archer, and Hines became directors of consulting firm Rosemont Seneca Bohai, LLC, in order to conceal their family members' ownership, establishing financial accounts in Morgan Stanley and China Bank, the latter of which was used in a money laundering scheme. Biden and associates are accused of using the counterfeiting scheme to conceal the Morgan Stanley average account value. The filing says family members of defendant Robert Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, Christopher Hines are business partners of Serbihi Lachenko Mykola Zalewski in the Ukraine and are currently under investigation for their part in the counterfeiting scheme. Oh, so this is all about the Ukraine. Of note, Lachenko is a former Ukrainian parliamentarian who made headlines in August 16 for helping to leak the so-called black ledger that resulted in the firing of then-Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Wow. All right, whatever. This stuff gets very complicated and very complex. The point is, these guys are dirty. And Hunter Biden's baby mama drama heats up. You say that fast. Biden's baby mama drama heats up fast. London Roberts releases her tax returns and accuses Hunter of refusing to come clean about his Burisma money. Well, how much money did she make as a stripper? Hunter had a child with 28-year-old London Roberts after meeting her at a D.C. strip joint where she worked at a stripper. She worked as a stripper, and she is demanding a hefty child support payment. She dragged him into a nasty court battle because he has refused to pay child support for over a year and refused to pay her $11,000 legal bill. So she's turning the screws on Biden and demanding to know how much Burisma Holdings paid him. Robert released the last 5 years of her tax return. She's accusing Hunter of refusing to come clean about his. The financial documents released by Roberts revealed she actually worked for Hunter Biden for 7 months, and she showed pay stubs as proof. Hunter even provided her with an insurance card. This guy is a never-ending source of party material and comedy material. You can just laugh all day about this guy. I've never even heard of a guy who hired a stripper to pay her. You know what it is? I get it. See, you can either pay a stripper, you know, like $2,000 here and $2,000 there, and the money's gone forever, right? It's got to be cash. Or you could put the stripper on your payroll and pay her $10,000 a month, and she becomes your hoochie mama, and you deduct it off your taxes. That's what's going on here. I think I get it now. This guy's so cheap, he wouldn't pay for sex. He wanted the government to pay for it for him. I think that's exactly what's going on here. Hunter Biden put the stripper on the government payroll so he could make it a tax deduction. Wow. He is smart. I never thought of that in my whole life. Put the stripper, make it tax deductible. Brilliant. Men across America now idolize you, Hunter.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. The Kentucky Republican, speaking in his home state on Monday, reminds everyone,
"We can't take up a matter we don't have, and so hopefully they'll be on the way over at some point."
The name of the soldier killed in Afghanistan will be released on Tuesday. The Taliban claims it blew up an American convoy overnight. This comes a month after two service members were killed there in a helicopter crash. Currently, there are 12,000 troops stationed in Afghanistan. So far this year, 20,000 deaths have been reported. Wall Street is having a good day after China tariff news and Boeing's CEO is out of a job. The Dow is up 96 points to finish at 28,552. The NASDAQ gained 21 points to finish at 89,46. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
The Democrats have done it. They're so creative. The hookers and the strippers are now tax deductible. I like it. Hunter Biden is a man of great creativity. I see exactly where he was going with this whole thing. He put her on the payroll so she became tax deductible. I get it. He even gave her insurance. He gave her health insurance. I wonder if it covered pregnancy. He didn't figure on that one, huh? He didn't have insurance for child support insurance. I don't think they offer that, do they? Child support insurance. In case you get a stripper pregnant. I never thought about that one. Yeah, 3-drink minimum. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got a great offer for you. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners, which is you, another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. It's a great deal. As my Yiddish grandfather would say, it's a great deal. It's a great deal, Wayne. And my grandmother wouldn't call me Wayne. It was Vane. Vane, it's a great deal. Vane, great deal. U.S. Peace Dollar for just $16.50 each delivered. While supplies last, call 800-289-2646. 800, toll free, 289-2646. Get your supply. Get your silver U.S. Peace Dollars while supplies last. $16.50 each delivered. Do you understand what a price that is? 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. So we've got our guest, Derek Hunter, columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast. Derek Hunter, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How are you? Yeah, Hunter Biden, he's a, you know, I like the idea of having, like, paternity suit insurance, although I'm pretty sure that anybody who would buy it would need it. So maybe at the bottom would fall out of that business pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly. But I was actually talking about this brilliant of him. I mean, creativity and brilliance. Oh, we lost him. Oh, I knew there was a funny sound there. We lost him. All right, call him back. In the meantime, I'll talk about the fact that Obama's privately telling top donors to rally around Elizabeth Warren. Oh, I love that. Because I said from the beginning, that is my dream. Oh, he's back. All right. By the way, I'll just segue into Derek Hunter with this whole thing about Obama privately telling top donors to rally around Elizabeth Warren. First of all, we've always known from the beginning, right, Derek, that Obama does not like Joe Biden and does not want him to be president of the United States and obviously has no respect for him at all. But it's news to me that he would support Elizabeth Warren. That's great because she has 0% chance of winning. Zero. So I hope he puts everything and all his donors and all his capital, everything he's got, backing Elizabeth Warren. That would be my dream.
Joe Biden is your affable, goofy neighbor. You know, like I'm just fine, but you wouldn't really trust him to water the plants while you're gone. You know, he's fine to invite to the neighborhood barbecue. He's not going to hurt anybody. Elizabeth Warren is exactly who Barack Obama has been warning the country against, warning Democrats against, saying, don't go too far left. The country isn't with you. And he's out there, and she's Bernie Sanders with slightly more charm and a little bit longer reach. So I'm not really sure what the criteria is that Barack Obama's using, but, you know, I welcome it just like you do. If I were to pick a Democrat, I would pick Elizabeth Warren as well, just because of how beatable she is.
And it's funny because I don't see really a hair of difference between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, but Obama hates Bernie, obviously, clearly.
Well, the hair is Elizabeth. The hair is very different. That's about the only difference.
Right. I mean, the politics are exactly the same, and yet he supports Elizabeth. And, you know, look, I'll say it out loud on the air. Wayne Root could say it. I'm the guy who said Trump was the king of the Jews and caused a nationwide stir. I'll say it. I always thought Obama was anti-Jewish. I always thought Obama was anti-Semitic. I always thought Obama hated Israel and made it very, very clear. He put Israel in a very tough position, and then he put the Iran deal together to destroy Israel. This guy's not pro-Jew, not pro-Israel. So maybe it's because Bernie Sanders is Jewish. Maybe, you know, and Elizabeth Warren is not. Maybe good old anti-Semitic Obama wants the non-Jew to be the one who's president of the United States. He doesn't want Bernie the Jew to be president. I don't know. I'm Jewish, so I can say these things.
You can say those things, but I could say those things too. I just don't think that's it. I think it's more that Bernie helped tarnish Barack Obama's legacy. Part of the reason Hillary lost and part of the reason she was such a horrible candidate is because of the supporters for Bernie going either for Trump or not voting at all. So I think he holds a grudge for that reason. I think he blames Bernie. I mean, they blame everything for Hillary's loss except Hillary, but ultimately it was her. But I think that Bernie's supporters sort of taking their ball and going home for the general election in certain areas, particularly Wisconsin, hurt Hillary. So I think there's anger there.
I can go for that.
The loyalty of Bernie supporters is to Bernie and not to a cause or the party.
And I can go for all of that, Derek Hunter, but there's no question in my mind the Democrat Party in general is anti-Semitic. They don't like Israel. They support the Palestinians. Yeah. So none of them wanted a Jew as their candidate. Come on, let's be honest. Bernie is Jewish, and they don't like him. And I don't think it's a coincidence they don't like him.
I don't think that they like Israel. I'm not sure Bernie likes Israel either. So in that sense, I'm not sure that it's that he's Jewish. I think they separate the two things. Because I think that they prefer to believe that they are somehow super progressive and tolerant. I think it has to do with hatred of Israel. Bernie hates Israel. When you think of Bernie Sanders, you don't really think, well, he's super Jewish. You know, you think he's super progressive. He's super leftist. So he hates Israel just as much as anybody on the left. I don't think he'd take a back seat to anybody on his sort of not anti-Semitism, but anti-Israel belief.
All right. Well, maybe you don't think it, but all my uncles remind me of Bernie. So I think it. Bernie, to me, is the quintessential Jewish uncle. You know, they're always screaming. They're big liberals. And they remind me of Bernie, you know, exactly of Bernie. Every uncle I've got is Bernie Sanders times 10 to the 10th square.
Your family reunions must be loud.
Oh, you have no idea. Yelling and screaming and everybody debating politics. It was always me and my father against all the other uncles and everybody yelling and calling us names and saying you're a Nazi, you know, that type of stuff. It's great stuff. It's funny, actually. It's hilarious. As you prepare for the meal, as you're walking into the party, you're getting ready for a war. It was great preparation for talk radio. Trust me, Derek. So, yes. So let's talk about some of the things you have been writing about. Polls show Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton would win the Democratic nomination over all the other current candidates. Talk about it.
To the fact that the Democratic Party doesn't have anybody they actually like. They hate Trump more than they like any of the choices that they have. So they look at the other options that aren't in there. Everybody, you know, it's the first husband syndrome. You're not really in love with your wife. You just married her. You love everybody else. Well, the Democrats, they're not in love with anybody. Even Mayor Pete or, you know, the latest flash in the pan. They're in love with the mythical somebody else. And so you throw another something theoretically out there, they go for it. And it's a testament to the fact that the Democrats don't really get excited about their choices.
No, they get excited. They just don't have a good choice. I mean, I wrote a commentary over the weekend that was syndicated all over the country about Joe Biden, and it said it's impossible that he's the front runner or that he's still the front runner, and yet in most national polls, they do still have him as the front runner. If there was anyone decent in the race, he'd be completely finished. I think he is finished. I don't think you could ever elect Biden as the Democrat nominee. He's white. He's old. He's straight. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's mumbling incoherently. He's senile, clearly, and he's completely corrupt. What's happening in Ukraine would knock him out of any race in the world, but he's in a lead position because there is nobody else. So they're going to have to come up with
somebody. There's nobody else, but there's also the, oh, I know that name. You know, even people who don't, who's Pete Buttigieg? He's the mayor of South Bend. That's about all you know of him. What are his accomplishments? Nobody
Nothing.
Knows. Oh, he happens to be gay. So, you know, you hear that name and you go, I don't really know much about that person. Elizabeth Warren has been in politics for about 25 minutes as opposed to 5 minutes for Pete. But what are her accomplishments? You don't really know. Bernie Sanders has been around forever and he swears he's going to be the change agent. So you go, well, why hasn't he done any change while he's been in there? But Bernie, Joe Biden, he's been there forever, but at least it's a name you know. And you have to pick. It's like going to a buffet of all Chinese food and wanting prime rib. They're not going to have it. So you just settle on what you know. Hey, there's almond chicken. I know what that is. Joe Biden is the almond chicken. He's the safe bet right now for people who aren't thinking about it. He's the Pavlovian response for people who need to give an answer. But I don't think that the enthusiasm is there for Joe. And you can see that by the flirting with anybody else. It's, Mayor Pete. Beto O'Rourke. Ooh, Kamala Harris. They look at these people for a while. They sort of flood to them. Joe goes down a little bit. They go up. And then they really look at these people and go, holy cow, what was I thinking? I'll go back to the life raft. You know, it's like, it's a mess. It's the choice of least worst options. And from a name recognition standpoint, that's Joe. Not much to write home about, but it'll get you 30% in the Democratic primary nationally.
You know what Mayor Pete reminds me of, by the way, Derek Hunter? He reminds me of Obama. You know, everyone was like, even Biden at the time said Obama is articulate. He was like shocked. It was like a black man who's articulate. And I think today they're shocked there's a gay man who's articulate. Look, we found a gay man and he knows how to speak. Let's make him the nominee. He's the mayor of a tiny little nothing town that's in major serious trouble. The police hate him and he hates the police and the criminals are running wild and the violent crime is through the roof, and everybody's unhappy in South Bend, and he couldn't even get reelected in South Bend, so he's running for president. He's a well-spoken gay man, though, so that works. Isn't that what it seems like?
Sadly, yes. You know, he's the flavor of the moment, and he happens to have the victimhood box checked, which is sadly one of the big criteria for the left.
Hey, Derek, we got to run. Columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast. Say that three times fast. Derek Hunter. Derek, thanks for coming on the show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Wayne. Happy Hanukkah.
All right, we'll be back in a sec. More of my opinions, and that's off to Newsmax TV. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Here in Vegas, everybody is sick. I mean, everybody is sick, and I've never gotten sick. I've never gotten sick in 4 years, let alone the last 2 months when everybody's sick. I mean, I don't think we have a single friend, Cindy and I, not a single friend who isn't sick or hasn't been sick in the last month. And I don't get sick, ever. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. And by the way, here's how honest I am. As much as I love My Doctor Suggests, and I love their alkaline structured silver products, and I credit them, I also credit vitamin C. I take mega doses of ester C. It's a specific kind of vitamin C, ester C. And I think that plays a role in it. I take mega doses of garlic, chiolic garlic. I think that plays a role in it. But there's no question that their alkaline structured silver products play a huge role in my health, and there's no question they play the central role in my actual throat, my voice, not getting hoarse, and I can stay on the air. Otherwise, forget it. With the amount of hours I talk, I would be off all the time. I'd be in big trouble. But I've never missed a minute in 4 years because My Doctor Suggests. Great stuff. But also take vitamin C and also take chiolic garlic. I'm telling you, those are the keys to my success. Get 20% off every single order and book. And get the book, The Silver Miracle, free when you tell them you're a fan of Wayne Root. 20% off and the book free, The Silver Miracle. 866-660-9868, 866, toll free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT and you get your 20% off and the free book. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I want to show you what a slime ball Robert De Niro is. He fantasizes about forcing Trump to huff a bag of you-know-what, otherwise known as crap. Well, sitting down with producer Michael Moore for his new podcast, the 76-year-old actor Robert De Niro is currently battling a $12 million sexual harassment lawsuit by a longtime aide over a hostile work environment and gratuitous unwanted physical contact. Isn't life wonderful? Says that while he was totally joking about punching Donald Trump in the face, he'd love to force Trump to inhale a bag of weaponized poo and then broadcast Trump's reaction to humiliate him. I'd like to see a bag of crap right in his face, except he didn't use the word crap, he used the SH word. Hit him right in the face and let the picture go all over the world. He's just a weird. These Democrats are all weird, mentally ill people. But, you know, he's an actor, a typical actor. He'd be pumping gas if he wasn't making $20 million a film. He needs to be humiliated, continued the actor. He needs to be confronted and humiliated by whatever opponent is there. They have to stand up to him. They don't have to do it in an obvious physical way, but they have to have the formidability to confront him and put him in his place, because the people have to see that, to see him be humiliated. Well, I kind of feel the same way about Robert De Niro, Mr. Tough Guy. I want to see you humiliated in front of the whole world. Here's an update. Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, indicts 8, including Mueller's top witness, for funneling millions in foreign donations to Adam Schiff and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. New data shows Bill and Hillary were involved. Has this made the news media? No. Just like 13 people shot in a mass shooting in Chicago has made the media. Nobody cares. When it's Democrats doing something wrong, nobody cares. The media, total blackout. So the liberal media is covering this up. Huge Democrat multi-million-dollar campaign donation scandal is broken up. Earlier this month, Gateway Pundit reported on the news a Democrat operative and Robert Mueller chief witness George Nader was indicted for his involvement in illegal campaign contributions from foreign entities to the Hillary campaign in 2016. He was one of Mueller's top witnesses. He's a top Democrat donor and convicted child molester. But there's more to the story. Attorney General Barr indicted 8 individuals for illegally funneling foreign money to Adam Schiff, Hillary Clinton, and several Democrat senators. The list of Democrat organizations taking this illegal money is astounding. Almost every Democrat state organization and many super PACs, including the big one, Priorities USA, all the leading names in the Democrat Party took in this money. Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu, John Tester, Cory Booker, Hillary Clinton. The DOJ reported earlier today an indictment was unsealed against the CEO of an online payment processing company and 7 others, charging him with conspiracy to make and conceal conduit and excessive campaign contributions and related offenses during the U.S. presidential election in 2016. A federal grand jury in the District of Columbia indicted Ahmad Andy Khawaja of Los Angeles, along with George Nader, Ray Boulos, Rudy Tekmurjian, Mohammed Mo Dayeb, Ronnie El Saidi, Stephen Hill, and Thwayne Whipple. What a name. Thwayne Whipple. The 53-count indictment... Yeah. The 53-count indictment charges Kawaya, and with 2 counts of conspiracy, 3 counts of making conduit contributions, 3 counts of causing excessive contributions, 13 counts of making false statements, 13 counts of causing false records to be filed, 1 count of obstruction of the federal grand jury investigation. Anyway, you get the idea. They're all charged with stuff. According to the indictment, Khawaja conspired with Nader to conceal the source of more than $3.5 million in campaign contributions directed to political committees associated with candidates for President of the United States. By design, these contributions appear to be the names of Khawaja, his wife, and his company. In reality, they were funded by Nader. Khawaja and Nader allegedly made these contributions in an effort to gain influence with high-level political figures, including the candidate. And the candidate is Hillary. But they keep saying the candidate. They don't tell you who the candidate is. They're trying to make it like it was equally given to Republicans and Democrats. It's not. They obstructed grand jury investigation of this matter in the District of Columbia. Interesting. All being covered up by the media. So is the 13 people shot mass shooting in Chicago.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.